Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This was the scene on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City and the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco as pro-Palestine, anti-Israel protesters swarmed both locations, blocking traffic and disrupting daily commutes. NYPD officers on bikes took a proactive approach on the Brooklyn Bridge, keeping protesters moving and detaining those in the back one by one, eventually clearing them from the bridge where more arrests were made. And take a look at this. At least one anti-Israel protester could be seen with a Hezbollah flag walking through the streets of Manhattan.
A Hezbollah flag. To do this. So I'm trying to be as charitable as possible here.
And you not, go ahead.
And not just do the I'm Hank Hill radio talk show host knee jerk. These are idiots.
I'd be delighted to fulfill that role. Advocate for the wood shampoo, whatever it takes to clear our highways, bridges, and airports. But go on, Gandhi, with your screed.
So even if the you believe, you know, it's occupied land there in Gaza and Israel's violating UN charter, just all that stuff that they believe. Even if you believe all that, do they not know that Hezbollah would kill them if they had the chance? Or Hamas?
This is a great illustration of how ideology blinds people to reality and or their worldview. These young, self-righteous, angry protesters, their worldview is so just surrealistically oversimplified. I mean, I can't even comprehend having a worldview this dopey that they just default to whoever has the more power or money is always in the wrong, whoever has less is always in the right, and I'll reason backward from there.
Right.
As I've said many times, if my dog came to me with that philosophy, I would make him sleep in the garage because it's so stupid and so clearly wrong in many cases.
Again, trying to be completely fair, if I grabbed the average 23-year-old who was sitting on a bridge somewhere yesterday
and hurled them into the San Francisco Bay, yes?
No.
My plan?
And I had a talk with him and say, look, we won't even get into the stuff your college teacher taught you about. Gaza is occupied land and it's just a response to Israel and America and imperialism and all these different things. I won't even argue with you on that. But all of the things you care most about, like name them one by one by one. Women's rights, trans rights, the environment. I mean, where do I end? I mean, just every one of those things that you care about. They not only don't care about them, they would murder you in a savage way for your views.
Yes.
Now tell me where you are on this topic. Would they still be that, or are they unaware of it?
Would just shout slogans at you. The thing about a cult, and we need to finish Bill Malugin's report, but the thing about a cult is that you don't take questioning of the cult's premises in an open-minded way and deal with them. You reject the very questioning as being a sign of that person being an apostate or an evildoer or a white supremacist or whatever. You don't even take the question. Let's get a little more of Bill Malugin and then more comment. Michael?
Over in Chicago, another anti-Israel protest blocked the entrance to O'Hare Airport, causing commuters to get out of their vehicles with their luggage and try to walk to the airport to catch their flights. Chicago PD confirming to Fox News at least 40 protesters there were arrested as well. Then in San Antonio and Miami, there were also more of these anti-Israel protests, with more streets being blocked. Police in Miami telling Fox at least 7 protesters were arrested there. Now, there was also a small protest at the Port of Long Beach in California.
So what are the is there a message out of the protests? I was just assuming it's just basically a don't attack Iran. Israel has more or less announced they're going to retaliate. We are going to retaliate. Thanks for the advice on the whole take the win, but we are going to retaliate.
I would just describe it as down with Israel. And it changes slightly day to day, but it's just down with Israel. As a guy who's flown in and out of O'Hare Airport there in Chicago many, many times, dozens, maybe 100, I think I would get out of the car, take my suitcase, and walk right between the protesters sitting blocking traffic. And if my suitcase hit them square in the head, my, wouldn't that be unfortunate? Again, we do not encourage violence. This is merely a daydream I'm having. I just, at what point does America say we've allowed all of this lawlessness and by golly, look at this, we've got a lot more lawlessness.
The mistake probably in that statement is saying America, since we are, federalism exists and everything, cities and states are handling it differently.
True. Great point.
Florida got them out of there fast. Brooklyn Bridge, they got them out of there fast. San Francisco, they let them sit there for 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. They're not getting away with this in Sandpoint, Idaho. Right. So these young idiots, just a very quick comment from my old buddy, Mike, the lawyer. We gave them knowledge. We gave them more knowledge than we could ever imagine at their age. But what they don't have, don't care about, don't even know about are the three most important things: wisdom, experience, and judgment. They have knowledge without these three critical factors, and this is what you get. And you're right. It's our fault. They're too easily manipulated by evil because they think they know it all and have it all.
The Islamic Republic is one of the worst governments or states in modern world history. They're the number one state exporter of terror, have been my entire adult life. I've been at war with the United States my entire adult life. They're the ones behind all of this craziness.
Oh, yeah. They're religious fanatics. They're torturers, murderers, rapists.
Yeah.
We can certainly get to the young woman's audio.
I didn't even mention that on my list of things you don't agree with. You hate religion. You think it's the root of all evil. They're the most religious people on earth. What are you talking about?
So do you want to set up the young lady? Or?
Right. So here's a woman that went viral on TikTok. I hate that this is true. I think a lot of the reason it went viral is because she's so hot. It's just the way TikTok works.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant, I think.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Don't flip your hair. Don't get so made up and flip your hair and do that sort of stuff. Because your message is so important. The message is so important. She's actually a lawyer. She's born in Iran, raised in Great Britain, lives in the United States, but has been involved in the protests in Iran around the whole hijab thing. You know, that woman was beaten to death for not covering her head. And then there were young people in the streets all across Iran for a long time. Many of them tortured. Many of them have just disappeared, been murdered. And she's talking about that. Here she is yesterday. This got a lot of attention.
Which clip is that?
45.
In what capacity have you distorted the story to make the Islamic Republic the victim? That's I think what we're most curious about. When we were screaming for the past 2 years that they were lynching us, where were you? When we were screaming that they were killing Iranian women for not wearing a hijab, where were you? When they were lynching Iranian men from cranes for protesting, where were you? When we were explaining that this is a terrorist occupying force, where were you? But all of a sudden, everyone's graduated from Instagram School of Law to say that this is a violation of international law and Iran has the right to defend itself.
And she keeps referring to the Islamic Republic, which I think I'm going to start saying instead of Iran, because the Iranian people, a lot of them are like her. All those college kids that were in the street protesting their own government, the Islamic Republic. So the college kids there risk their lives to protest one of the most oppressive governments on earth. Our college kids are protesting in support of her evil government.
Right.
That's got to be mind-boggling for her and her friends.
Well, and as she points out, and it's enough to enrage you, when those atrocities were being committed against young people who just wanted basic rights, our college students yawned. They couldn't be bothered. But now that the oppressor is oppressing the oppressed, now they're screaming, spit flying into cops' faces over this idiotic worldview that they have. It's almost worth seeing. It's the stuff of Salem witch trials, kind of a mass hysteria. It's the stuff of the Red Guard in Maoist communist China. It's the stuff of the Hitler Youth. It's young people who become swept up in an oversimplified ideology and become utterly militant, and you're completely unable to communicate with them on any level.
Yeah, you have to take in how much energy is required. Like, political energy is required to get a mass demonstration like we saw yesterday in the United States. Like I said earlier, we got a text from Eugene, Oregon, where we're on the air there. They blocked I-5. And this was coordinated all across the country, cities big and small. That's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to organize. And then people have to be motivated enough to, I was about to say, take off work. I don't know how many of them had to do that.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Put down the bog and unplug their PS5 or whatever they're doing and actually go out into the street and do this. And there wasn't that kind of energy when the Islamic Republic murdered that college girl for not covering her head. And there were protests.
And raped and beat innumerable other young women. I need to point out, you know, given the pretty well-funded radical left in America, it's not surprising to me at all that they managed to organize blocking roads in a bunch of different cities. I mean, that's fairly common these days. And I need to point out that the individual protests, with a few exceptions, there are more people at a mid-level high school basketball game. This is the radical fringe that is screwing the rest of us and breaking the law.
I wish
this is not some rising up of 50 million Americans. Not even close.
Well, I wish I had an idea how many people agree with them. I don't.
I think it's very small.
I hope you're right.
In fact, I've got some data on. You know, the nature of online politics and how few people are blasting at each other on Twitter,
well,
for instance.
If it is very small, and I hope you're right, that's more of an argument for the cops not to just stand there on the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours and watch them. If it's just you don't let a tiny amount of people disrupt the lives of the vast majority.
Well, drag them off the bridge and throw them in jail. It's easy. They violated the law, arrest them and charge them.
Yeah, they don't do that with it, but they, you know, like I said earlier, they don't even arrest actual criminals. You could bonk some old woman on the head with a brick. She's bleeding in the street. You're not going to get arrested. So what, are they going to arrest somebody who's got a Up with Palestine flag standing on
the
brick?
Well, in my world, yes. Absolutely, yes. But I see your point. Absolutely. Which is why we have been railing against the new lawlessness for a long time. Because it's inevitable where it leads, and here we are. Got another young woman, of course, who is protesting at a city council meeting demanding one of those idiotic resolutions against Israel. I think it's worth hearing her because it's a glimpse into the mindset that's coming up.
Cool. Got lots of good stuff on the way of a variety of topics, including your text, your comments on any of this. 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
CBS on the back foot for cutting off the Billy Joel concert the other night. We got the latest on that flap.
Also, so many flaps.
Also, what was the other one I was going to talk about? I don't remember what it was. Something good. Trump at Gettysburg over the weekend.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard
this.
Kind of entertaining.
So we were discussing the mass protests, the anti-Israel, pro-Iran, the Islamic Republic protests yesterday, blocking roads and bridges and that sort of thing, and talking about the mindset of the people. I happened to come across a piece that was discussing the new CEO of NPR, who is this radical leftist young woman who has got a long history online of talking about how America is addicted to white supremacy, and they punished that whistleblower who wrote that article recently explaining how NPR has gone crazy left. And I came across this PhD in developmental and evolutionary psychopathology talking about her, and he said she seems to have many symptoms of the cluster B longhouse psychopathology. Antagonistic, performative, accusatory, and frankly delusional, pronouns and bio, etc. And I thought, wow, what a great description of this young woman who's just been arrested. We'll explain that. But she's at a Bakersfield, California city council meeting. And I didn't edit this real tight because I want you to hear the way her mind works. Her name's Riddhi Patel. She's in jail right now, I think. But anyway, start with 51, Michael.
Hi there, my name is Riddhi Patel. I'm here to speak in support of the City Council introducing a ceasefire resolution, specifically the one United Liberation Front has drafted. I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. And the thing is, though, it's very clear to me as someone who's been an organizer for the past couple of years that none of you care because you guys don't care about anything happening in Palestine or any other country where oppression occurs because you don't care about the oppression occurring here. And I understand that you guys are all horrible people, but the thing is, 2,300 people being evicted in the last year, those are votes. And you guys, those are votes to win here in Bakersfield. And while you guys parade Gandhi around as a Hindu holiday called Chaitra Navratri starts off this week, I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers.
Wow.
Okay, wait, there's more before we analyze. Okay. Just a little more. Go ahead.
The increased criminalization for no need other than you don't like when people come and hold you guys accountable for introducing ceasefire resolutions, because the only escalation in violence has been by you all. And so there's no need to continue. In the last 5 years I've attended city council meetings, there's never been metal detectors. There's never been more cops. The only reason you're doing it is because people actually don't care if you guys don't like them, and they're actually resisting. So you want to criminalize them. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you. They'll let you die, and for that reason you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
No.
Miss Patel, that was a threat, what you said at the end, and so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
Yeah, she's been charged with 16 counts of making terroristic threats.
Well, that first the first part though, my Bible doesn't include the part where Jesus goes around killing people. I missed that part.
Right, but the combination of reasonable intelligence, a fair amount of education, but utterly unhinged psychology. Man, we're seeing a lot of that among young people. And they didn't bring themselves up either. Got to remember that.
They didn't raise themselves. That's a good point.
Armstrong and Getty.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of coverage for the WNBA draft, certainly more than there's ever been. And as you know, the women's college basketball final got more viewers than the men's for the first time ever. Really an unimaginable thing. Is Caitlin Clark a big enough deal to change the dynamic of the WNBA? Because I was about to say the NBA, the men's NBA, the MNNBA, the playoffs start tonight, and I'm predicting the lowest ratings ever because, like, the a lot of the top teams are just not your normal star-studded big market teams. And ratings have been going the wrong direction for a long time anyway. But I'm looking at the WNBA. So that arena in Indiana where Caitlin Clark is going to play, she got picked by the Indiana Fever or Hay Bales or whatever the name of the team is, number one in the draft. That arena was packed full of people going nuts for just a viewing party. And I just wonder, is she a big enough draw to actually change the dynamics of the WNBA? Will people continue to follow her and watch her in big numbers?
You'll see more ticket sales where she plays. Yeah. I don't think it will, like, change the whole the level of the league in terms of revenue and viewers and that sort of thing. It could. It'll have a positive effect.
Do we have our new young person clip? Yeah.
Jesus, so hold on.
So this is going to be our go-to clip to describe young crazy people, usually a woman, like really emotional, politically involved women from here on out.
Jesus probably would have killed you himself.
There you go. Jesus would have killed you himself.
During the commercial break, I scanned the books of Luke and John and couldn't find any reference to Jesus of Nazareth ranging across the countryside like a crazed killer in one of those revenge movies starring Charles Bronson in the 70s, Mel Gibson in the 90s, and Liam Neeson.
Right.
no Liam Neeson type scenes in those two gospels that I can find, but I'll check Matthew and Mark next.
Which reminds me of, like, I somehow in my study of history, and I'm super into history, the Cultural Revolution never got on my radar until I read China Dream a couple of years ago, and I talked about that a lot. It was a novel, but it was lots of flashbacks. This character in the novel who grew up in the Cultural Revolution and saw all the horrors, as did President Xi, by the way. He grew up in that and saw all the horrors, including what happened to his parents, and is still a communist. But anyway, that three-body problem about the Cultural Revolution, the Netflix series, is it on Netflix or what's it on? It's getting lots of attention. I hear about people talking about it all the time. I got to watch that.
Yeah, I thought Netflix. It was like a science fiction thing. To what extent is it like about the Cultural Revolution? I know the opening scene is a shocking one from the Cultural Revolution, but
anyway, I'm going to have to keep my eye on that sort of thing. It's something. And then I don't know if this fits into this or not. I was going to do this before we get to some Trump. What is the most stressful time of the day, according to a poll? And this headline, Americans are sleeping less and more stressed as a whole. I thought it was just me. Because of my particular period in my life with my kids at a certain age and everything like that. But Americans are sleeping less and more stressed. And what is the most stressful time of day, according to a poll? What would you guess?
First thing in the morning?
More or less, 8:15. And they say it is more or less.
Oh, it's an actual time of day. Yeah. 8:15. Huh.
But the idea is that you get out of bed, the prospect of the day ahead, trying to get out of the house on time. It doesn't mention anything about kids, but if you have kids, I had a friend who said, when I had kids, he said, avoid the launch. Avoid the launch. I'm hardly ever home for the launch because I work in the morning and I'm not there. But the launch is a thing with the getting the kids up and ready. And do you have your homework? And is your computer charged up? And where's your other shoe?
Right, exactly. Why are you not wearing a shirt? Yeah, exactly.
Plus your own life because you got your own job to go to and everything. Maybe.
Well, that reminds me. I saw in the Wall Street Journal, and I really want to dig into this, but let's see. What is the lawsuits, turf wars, and tantrums at the school drop-off? I guess as more and more people now deliver their child door-to-door, which was unthinkable when we were kids. If I'd said to my mom and dad, hey, what I'd like you to do is take me to school in the morning in your car and drop me off there at the front door, they'd have laughed at me. It's like, go out to the school bus stop, all right? No, forget it. Hey, baseball practice is done. Can you come pick me up? It's like a 20-minute walk. You can walk. Anyway, but evidently, just as the volume of cars, the traffic is increased, you have people cutting across lawns and all sorts of insanity.
How many times were you abducted? You must have been abducted like a half a dozen times.
Oh, at least, yeah. Yep, many, many times. So many abductions.
As you keep pointing out, so we are scared of, like, abductions and stuff like that, which there's no chance of happening, but are okay with them sitting home staring at a computer, which is guaranteed known to be incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Between pornographers and scammers and predators and the rest of it, yes, exactly. Terrified of the physical dangers, which are almost non-existent for most kids. And
still
utterly permissive about the internet.
Still heading toward this Trump clip. So we've gotten this text about Joe Biden. Or we got this text that mentioned Trump nodded off in court yesterday. And this is a fair text. I am saying you are being very fair here, this sir or ma'am. I don't know your gender. Stop using gendered language. mentioned Trump nodded off in court yesterday during the jury selection, and I just said, I can imagine it'd be boring. This texter said, if that had been Biden nodding in court, you would have called it proof that he's too old and everyone knows it. You're right. Right-ish media would have gone nuts with look at old Biden nodding off again, and with Trump, it was just must have been boring.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
No, I'll cop to that. This person might enjoy this because this is not the most charitable thing for Trump right here. Trump was in Pennsylvania. That's one of your big time swing important states. I mean, it's close to how Pennsylvania goes is how goes the presidency. It's close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Fetterman? Fetterman is by far every Republican's favorite Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a 20-point lead over Biden in his home state. Which is interesting given the fact that Biden needs to win Pennsylvania, but his policies of, you know, warning Israel and, hey, you better not Israel. Fetterman's is, he's got his office, if you haven't seen it, he's got every hostage a picture on his wall. His walls are only pictures of hostages. He flies the Israeli flag outside of his office on the roof of his home. I mean, he's as... And Joe Biden,
not been so surprised by a transition of a public figure since Bruce Jenner became a chick. I mean, Fetterman's transition is amazing.
Yeah, since OJ became a murderer, Bruce Jenner became a chick, Fetterman right? becoming a, like, really reasonable, seems to have thought these things out, has actually solid convictions that he's willing to take political risks about, even though he's got a 20-point lead, so I don't know how risky it was.
Or he has a 20-point lead because he's got some convictions.
But isn't that something?
I know, I'm shocked.
Anywho, so Trump is in Pennsylvania, the battleground state. He's at the Gettysburg Memorial and says this.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable... I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor.
What?
Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
That is a middle schooler doing an oral report on a book he didn't crack. It's embarrassing.
Gettysburg, it just, wow. I mean, you know, so beautiful, violent. It's interesting. He's a businessman, and I have known a number of successful businessmen who pay attention to nothing but business. Mm-hmm. Good guys, really successful, but man, they've never read. Honest to God, I know three multimillionaires who have said to me, I've never read a book because they don't care about anything other than business. And they're very successful and they just don't care about history. They don't care about pop culture. I've known people like that. Trump is one of those people.
Constitutional issues. Right.
Trump is one of those people. And they're usually fairly apolitical, some of these people. It's just what is best for, you know, business. But at this moment. But Trump, I think, is one of those guys. And it's just interesting to me that I'm such a history buff. He's never thought about Gettysburg. He's probably never read a book about it or watched a movie about it. He has no opinions on it. He's there and knows it's something important. Maybe he glanced at a plaque earlier. Apparently saw something about Robert E. Lee. So beautiful but violent. What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, I don't get a. I don't know. I don't know.
This is the problem. A lesson Joe and I have learned in a couple of cases. If you don't know something about something, you can't fake it as well as you think you can.
Oh, right. As I say, often you're never faking it as well as you think you are.
Yeah. So you're better off just not. Oh, my God.
He said, wow.
Yeah, never fight uphill, me boys.
Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill.
he and his generals literally ordered their guys to fight uphill. That was what happened there a lot. Anyway.
I'd prefer Trump to be president over Biden. That's my stance.
How about over Kamala?
Oh, my God.
I would bet my entire net worth that Joe Biden would not finish a second term. And I wouldn't even worry about it. I wouldn't even lie awake at night thinking, wow, what if I lose? It wouldn't even enter my brain that he might finish his term.
When does that?
So it's Trump v. Harris.
When does that become more solidly, I don't know, not known, because we've all, but just like become a, like a talking point more?
Oh, it'll be a drumbeat. I don't know. I'm sure they already have that plan in shape there at the Trump campaign.
But it's clearly
the Republican National Committee or whatever.
It's clearly true.
This is the most election of our lifetime.
It is the most election of our lifetime.
It's a good point.
Kamala Harris would not do better talking about Gettysburg for different reasons. Trump's not dumb. He just doesn't care about stuff like that. She's an idiot.
Yeah, I think right on both counts. Yes, and she will be the president if Joe Biden is elected. She will be the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, which, to those of us who have followed her career rising up in California, that is astounding. And that word is overused. Astonishing. Like, it's like hearing that a dog was elected a U.S. senator. I mean, it's just, you can't imagine how it happened.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
That's a good point, too. You just think, well, actually, I know precisely how it happened, but it is incredibly disappointing.
And it's not like it's a settled time on Earth. Rarely, it's never really a settled time, but it's particularly unsettled. Israel's made it clear they are going to respond to Iran. They are going to retaliate. We've got a little more on that to talk about at some point. Stay with us.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Authorities are searching for two vandals seen destroying an ancient rock formation at Lake Mead in Nevada. Formed over tens of millions of years, video shows the men toppling stones, reducing them to dust in just seconds. A little girl who was with them screaming in the background, authorities asking for the public's help identifying the men. They could face federal charges.
So who got the video? Somebody just saw it up there?
Yeah, it's a pretty popular tourist area. Yeah, these guys destroying natural rock formations formed, again, over millions of years. It's a great example of the syndrome. If you're too stupid and lazy to accomplish something in life, you break things.
Yeah, I've been.
If you can't build things, you break things.
Jesus would have probably killed you himself. I've been to Lake Mead many, many times, and there are beautiful rocks around there. There's probably nothing I'm more disturbed by than vandalism, and I'm not exactly sure why. It hurts my heart. All vandalism. When we go to the park and somebody's like damaged the slide, it hurts my heart.
Well, that slide can be repaired in the blink of an eye, as you know, but that natural rock formation is gone. Now, I realize I'm calling for a hell of a lot of corporal punishment during today's show, but I would love a moment or two with those gentlemen.
Jesus probably would have killed you himself.
That's right.
Again, the whole Jesus as vengeful vigilante scenario, that was an activist crazy chick. I'm reading more about that cluster B psychological condition. It's infected our society for sure. But yeah, there's a psychological dysfunction that's going on in so many of our young people, and it's troubling, and I'm not quite sure what to do about it. Another aspect of it might be the whole gender-bending madness. Yet another study. This is the third one in recent weeks coming out of major health services in Britain. This happens to be the Dutch. Making it utterly clear, what many of us have known for a very long time, is that the momentary sexual confusion of adolescence is not nearly enough, not within 100 miles enough information to start feeding them hormones and or experimental surgeries. Some young girl who's terrified of puberty, or a young boy who feels effeminate, has been convinced by these activists they're actually the wrong gender and they need gender-affirming care. Well, this Dutch study followed people, and as they move into their 20s, except for a vanishingly small number of them, they say, no, that was just something I went through. I'm fine now. Obviously. And in a related story, the Supreme Court cleared the way yesterday for Idaho to temporarily enforce a state law criminalizing gender transition care for minors against anyone who is not part of that lawsuit. They made an exception for the two people who were bringing the lawsuit for legal reasons we don't have time to get into. But the ruling was noteworthy. Five of the justices came right out and said, no, we're going to let this law go forward and protect these kids. We'll be hearing the case on the merit at some point. But yes, Idaho, please protect the children.
I wonder if bathrooms will ever go back to men's and women's. Practically every bathroom in America got changed to some sort of gender neutral situation. Every coffee shop or restaurant I go to, over this tiny, tiny sliver of society being so loud.
I think people in red states are shouting at the radio, what are you talking about?
Okay.
To a large extent.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah, it depends where you are. It astonishes me we've gotten this far down the line of crazy.
Yeah, maybe you don't know that, at least in California, most places I go, it's every bathroom is gender neutral. Which doesn't affect me near as much as it affects women, because the women's room has always been way cleaner than the men's room, because men are disgusting pigs.
Well, not only that, but any man found in a woman's space, a locker room, a bathroom, can be immediately assumed to be up to no good. And it's like an instant triage. You don't have to, all right, there's a man walking into the stall next to me. Is he here to hurt me? Is it some sort of transgender thing? It used to be, no, you'd immediately call the cops or run out of there.
Yeah, can't do that now.
And Getty.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC.
we dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.